This is Dare to be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I have a very special guest today, Karenda Dion. She's going to be talking about, instead of making lemonade from those lemons, having the forgiveness, fortitude, and faith to throw those lemon backs and take aim for your life. Karenda was bullied growing up, so for a long time she worked hard to please everyone else. She forced friendships and lowered her standards just to feel accepted. But after going through two failed marriages and a failed business relationship, she decided to no longer make lemonade from those lemons, but instead take aim. Welcome to the show, Karenda. How are you doing today?
Mari, I am absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much for having me.
It's such a pleasure of mine to have you on my show. So tell us a little bit about the story, because you took that whole lemonade phrase and you changed it around, and I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, Mari, I always have my lemons ready to take aim. You know, I was I was born to motivate. Ever since I was a little girl, I've been, you know, speaking in front of audiences and doing great things. But, you know, there's this saying, you know, what really is going on when the curtain is closed and when no one is watching? And there was a very insecure, lonely person there, a girl who wasn't sure about herself and really felt like she had to buy friendships and relationships and work hard to make people like her. And so because of that, some of the decisions that I made, even growing up into adulthood, lowering standards and not standing up for myself, really affected me. And so, you know, there's also a saying, Mari, you know, you get tired of being tired. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And I said, you know what? I have to stop dismissing, because it's easy to dismiss, but it's very mature to take accountability. And so I said, you know what, Karenda, you've got to stop dismissing things by pointing the finger and saying, you know, this is your fault, this failed because of you, and really have a healthy confrontation within yourself. And so that's what taking aim is all about. It's about having that healthy confrontation to know, hey, I've got to work on some areas in my own life in order to grow and develop.
Yeah. You know, when I was preparing for the show and I read some of the things that you wrote and even talked to you, you mentioned how you were bullied as a child. And I never had considered myself as being bullied, but as I was reading through the material again today, I realized I was bullied in grammar school. I absolutely was, all the way through eighth grade, and I never even acknowledged it. So this is a breakthrough for me, so thank you for that.
Oh, so, wow, absolutely, Mari.
Yes, like, now I just put it down, and I have to really kind of, like, let it sink in and see where, you know, where the healing's coming for that, but thank you, because I never acknowledged that. It never seemed like that's what it was. So let's talk a little bit about the role that authenticity has played in all this for you and even plays for your clients.
You know, authenticity for me is everything. And even when you think about experiences that you have gone through at an early age and even up to adulthood, you know, when you go through certain experiences, Mari, you tend to self-label, you know, things about you that you're not good enough or, you know, you're a failure or, you know, you don't have what it takes. And when you put those self-labels on yourself, it really limits your capacity to receive all that is meant for you. And so authenticity is everything, because it really allows you to envelop your potential in full. That means your strengths and your weaknesses, your successes and your failures, and be okay with it. And it just means, I mean, I tell you, it means everything. And you know, when it comes to what I am working on, the platforms that I'm speaking on and helping to motivate women and empower women, and even as I live my daily life, listen, authenticity that's it. That is the secret sauce, so to speak, for true fulfillment and fruitfulness in your life.
I couldn't agree with you more. And what I love about what you said before is when you really step into authenticity, it is the failures as well as the successes. And it's, like you said earlier, taking responsibility for failures that it was your own fault. It was your own choice. Maybe it was the only choice you had at the time, or you thought you had at the time, but it was still your own choice. So I love that part because being authentic, it's the good with the bad. You know, it's the beautiful with the ugly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Mari, if I can just say this really quick, you know, authenticity really also puts you in a place of character and integrity, if that makes sense. You know, when you stand in a place of authenticity, you never have to waver about your character and your integrity or your motives. But when you're in a place of authenticity, you can stand in that confidence. I'm not saying to be arrogant, but you can stand in that confidence of this is who I am. This is the front side, the back side, the side of the side. And you can enjoy in full. You know what I mean?
I do. And it's such a liberating feeling. There's such freedom. There's nothing to hide. You don't have to spend
absolutely
all the time, that was me, the perfectionist, trying to be perfect, look perfect, do everything perfectly so people would accept and love you and think how great you are. And so
exactly.
That's so exhausting, is it not?
It's exhausting, it is draining, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's just not worth it, you know, and I struggled, too, with that, Mari, and I used to feel like, you know what, if I live this life of perfection, then that's the key, that's it, that's the answer to it, that's going to make people like me more, that's going to make me more sociable, that's going to make me more likable, but It is truly a slippery slope. It is not something that you want to obtain to do because you put all of these unnecessary pressures on your life and it's too much. It's too much energy.
I agree with you. It's way too much energy. So with this take aim that you're teaching, really, what do you believe is the first step for someone who wants to begin to take aim from what they want in their life? Because that's what it's about.
Oh, gosh. Mari, that is an awesome question. And, you know, I alluded to this a little earlier in our conversation. Really, the first step is having healthy confrontation with yourself. Do you understand? You know, you have to truly be honest with you. You know, I was struggling on the outside. You couldn't tell that I was struggling with unforgiveness. I was struggling with bitterness, with anger, with wanting to take revenge because I was so upset and I felt like, you know, I didn't deserve whatever. And so all of that is cooking in the inner pot. You know what I mean? All of that's cooking and brewing and simmering in the inner pot. And it just, if you don't deal with it, you are not going to be able to live life to the fullest, which will be a disappointment. So the first step is understanding what's in your pot, what is in your inner pot, what's brewing inside of you, what's happening there, and confronting that, really, really confronting that, being honest with yourself.
That's really great. You know, you mentioned that more than healthy confrontations. It almost seems like the two words don't go together. You're like,
I know.
They're healthy. So, talk a little bit to that.
Yes, absolutely. Mari, that is so true because, you know, when you think of confrontation, you know, you automatically think negative, you think friction, you think, you know what I mean? Something that's, you know, pulling and fighting against each other. But there is absolutely healthy confrontation, meaning that if I'm able to put myself in a place and in a posture to confront those things that I need to confront, and some things, you know, have been simmering, you know, within us for not just months, but decades, right? But if I know this is going to really put me in a place in which it's going to make me a better person, it's really going to enhance my presence from the inside out, my energy from the inside out. That, my friend, is healthy confrontation.
Very good. Very good. Yes. And how did you come to the point where you realized that that's what you had to do? Have some healthy healthy confrontations with yourself. How did this come to you?
You know, again, I came to a point, you know, that there are times when you just go through things, and as I said, it's always easy to point the finger or to dismiss by saying it's someone else's fault. But we have to understand that we live in a world in which there is so much communication and interaction and relationship, and I'm not just speaking of personal or marriage relationships, but relationships, you know, with coworkers, relationships with family, relationships with your children, and so there's so many different levels and aspects of relationships, and that means that it takes two. A community. It's not just one person. And so when things are happening in your life and you're starting to pay attention, that's number one. I started to pay attention to, okay, this has been a cycle. This seems like this has, you know, this is reoccurring again and again and again. Okay, so you've got to pay attention and understand that in my relationships, it would be very immature for me to live my entire life and say that, you know, because of something not working out or due to failure, it's someone else's fault. We have to love ourselves enough to take accountability. Does that make sense, Mari?
Absolutely. We have to love ourselves enough, and we have to have the courage, and that's why this is called Dare to Be Authentic. The courage to take accountability. It's not the easiest thing.
Yes. It's not the easiest thing. And, you know, one of the things, other things that I did, I really invested in myself, too, because sometimes we get in the mindset, you know, when we are very good at what we do and when we are very intentional in what we do, sometimes it's tricky because we think that we have the answers, too, for ourselves and we can fix it ourselves. But, you know, I am a firm believer that you always should be experiencing growth and development. And so I invested in myself. And what I mean by that, Mari, is that I invested in very intense counseling in helping me to work through layers. Did you hear me? Layers of hurt, layers of guilt, layers of, you know what I'm saying, unforgiveness that needed to be dealt with.
Yeah, that's a really wise point. And I'm so glad that you brought that up because, you know, we are not an island. Like they say, no man is an island. We need each other. And sometimes we need to go to someone who's a professional to give us that help and that hand and to see things from a different perspective we never even thought of before because we're just in our own minds, you know, in our own thoughts. Really great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Karenda a question, you're welcome to dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start dialing now, and we'll be right back.
Are you a highly successful, purpose-driven professional woman who is tired of settling for less than what you want? If yes, then you need a copy of Dr. Denise Moore's book, Own Your Amazing, Discover Your Power to Create an Amazing Life You Love. In this award-nominated and number one best-selling book, Dr. Denise provides the essential principles you need to find your voice and live your worth out loud. Go to ownyouramazingnow.com to get a free excerpt from the book.
Want more out of life? Frustrated, wondering why you feel empty? Marriage lacking connection? Burned out, struggling with depression, anxiety, alcohol, drugs? I've had high levels of success and paid the price, so you don't have to. Go to www.jonathanmather.com to get my free guide to being your best self in times of uncertainty or call 323-248-0350 for a free consultation.
Inspiring new author Lisa Borges shares her story in her debut book. Pick up a copy of Life in the Fat Lane and read intimate details of her personal struggles and triumphs. With raw emotion, honesty, and even a little humor, she tells stories of things we all think but nobody wants to talk about. Pick up your copy of Life in the Fat Lane today, available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or email storiesbylisab@yahoo.com for more information.
What is holding you back from living the life you deserve? Has life handed you lemons? Do you feel sour and stuck? Stop living in the past. In Susan Wheeler's new book, The Lemonade Diet, she will show you how to let things go, embrace the new normal, and create a winning mindset. Go to SusanVWheeler.com or Amazon for your copy today. Learn more about Susan at SusanVWheeler.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Karenda Dion. She's talking about having enough faith, forgiveness, and fortitude to throw those lemons back when they come into your life. So, Karenda, what is the main message that you'd like to bring to the public today?
Oh, gosh, Mari. You know, I would say the main message is understanding the power of choice. At the end of the day, we have the power of choice. And so we know that life is going to give us lemons. We're going to have situations. We're going to have challenges. We're going to have setbacks at times. And unfortunately, there are times that we will even have tragedy. We will experience that. But there is a choice. And the main message is, I want you to choose that you have, as Mari has said, you have the faith, you have the forgiveness, you have the strength, you have that fortitude to throw those lemons back. You really do. You don't have to make lemonade. You know, Mari, I even think about, you know, the untimely death of my brother. And there are some things that I've just been through in life that I just don't, I'm not making lemonade anymore. I am taking aim. So what does that mean? Understanding if it's the processes of grief, understanding the processes of transformation, of how to turn things around and getting around people who will push you and hold you accountable. So the main message is this: the power of choice is there, and I want you to take aim today.
I love that. You know, when you were talking about not making lemonade, for some reason, that movie, The Stepford Wives, you know, the old one, was coming to mind. It's like when you're trying to take these things that are coming at you and not really do anything about it, just smooth it over, making believe it doesn't matter, right? That type of thing. But that doesn't change anything in your life. You know, things just begin to get worse. So I like that you're taking action. You're taking control of your thoughts and of your actions and to make things different. And that's such a different way of looking at it. And it's very empowering.
Yes. You know, and Mari, you're taking action so you can make room. You know what I'm saying? You're taking action so you can literally make room for bigger and greater and better. And I'm not being overly optimistic, and I am very optimistic, and I am, yes, a hopeless romantic and all of those things in between. But I do believe that taking aim, having that healthy confrontation to better yourself will only make room for better things to come your way.
Yes, absolutely. I so agree with that. Yes, I love it. I'm your best cheerleader. Very nice.
Yay!
So let's talk about your newest book. I love the title, Perfect Patty Messed Up. How did you come up with that title? Let's talk about that first.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let me unpack that for you for a second, Mark. You know, there is a very popular movie by Tyler Perry called Why Did I Get Married? And I went to the theater to see this movie, and there is it's Why Did I Get Married 1 and I think Why Did I Get Married 2. This is in the first series of the movie. And so I went to see the movie, and I'm sitting there, and there is this scene with Janet Jackson and her husband. And Janet Jackson in the movie, she was very polished. She was very successful. She was the go-to. You know, all of the friends went to her for information and insight and guidance and wisdom. You know, she was just that woman. And she was was admired and she was growing and all of this. She had just launched a new book. But anyway, she had a very tragic situation to happen. Her and her husband lost their son in an accident. And so they never really talked about it. And so she would dismiss it, you know, making lemonade. It's there. I'm just going to push it to the side, you know, whatever. And so she was dismissing it. And so there's this scene in the kitchen. She's in the kitchen with her husband. She's trying to prepare dinner. He pulls out a picture of the son, and he's saying to her, you know, look at him, look at him. Let's talk about him, you know. And so she, you know, she's starting to get really emotional, and she just turns around and she says, perfect, Patty messed up. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was in the movie theater just, I know people were like, what is wrong with this girl? But when she said that, it just, everything went off in me. I was like, oh, my gosh, I am so perfect, Patty. I am so perfect, Patty. And I left that theater on a mission. I was intentional. I mean, I stayed up late at night. I stayed late at night at work. I woke up early in the morning. I was working on this devotional and really talking about real-life situations in which we go through as women, and we mess up, but it's okay. It really is okay.
Awesome. So I know it's a 40-day devotional for women. And what do you think it will do for a woman who would decide to follow it?
Yeah, you know, it's a 40-day devotional for women, and it truly turns into like your own intimate personal journal. So I tell women, you know, don't be quick to say, oh, let me let you borrow this book, because you're going to really open up. You're really going to write some things down, answer some hard questions, have some healthy confrontation, and every section ends with a prayer. But what it does, Mari, it helps to expose in order to bring closure. And a lot of times as women, we struggle with that. You know, we think we have closure, but do you really have closure? And so what the book does, it helps to expose the things that need to be exposed gently, very gently, in a very loving way, in order to bring closure to what you're going through.
Nice. I love that you say in a very loving way, because I like that kind of style. That's my style, not just abruptness.
Yes.
Very good. So I love the story about the movie and the perfect Patty messed up. That is brilliant. What a beautiful way to be inspired. My gosh.
Oh my, yes. Thank you, Tyler Perry. Never know, he might be listening. Thank you so much, sir. Yes, because it truly changed my life. That scene, if I didn't go to the movies to see any other part of that movie, and it was so many layers of just life lessons, but that particular scene changed my life. And from that, the book, you know, was birthed.
Right. How beautiful. So let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of you and your book.
Absolutely. So you can read all about the Take Aim movement, everything that I'm doing, the book as well, at CorindaDion.com. Again, that's CorindaDion.com. The book is also available on Amazon as well. I am also on all social media platforms, Corinda Dion. So you can find me there on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter, as well as my email address. If you would like to even contact me personally, my email is admin@CorindaDion.com.
Fantastic. And that's CorindaDion.com, CorindaDion.com. And you can also find Corinda on my website, lifecoachmari.com, lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the radio show page, and she's already there with her picture, a link to this interview, and a link to her website, so you could easily find her. Fantastic. So what's one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener today, something that's really on your heart?
Oh, gosh. You know, Mari, I would say this, and first, again, thank you for having me on your show. This has been phenomenal. I've enjoyed the conversation so much. But I would say to your listeners that we are getting ready to enter into the fourth quarter of 2020. And this is the time to really have that healthy confrontation, to confront those inner battles that you are dealing with, because I don't want you to go into 2021 carrying over baggage that needs to be let go starting today. And believe me, you are making the right choice. The power of choice is so impactful, and you're making the right choice when you are saying, I want to be a better person. I want to change my thought process. I want to take risk. I want to deliver a new me. You're making the right choice. And I want you to know that making lemonade is a choice, but you have the faith, you have the forgiveness, and you have the fortitude to throw those lemons back and be the best you can be.
Wow, what a beautiful message. So I was thinking, as you were saying that, what are some signs that a person can look for that they're doing this, that they're making lemonade and dismissing some really important issues in their life that have to be worked through?
So when you become defensive, you know, if you're defensive in conversation, if you are always talking about, you know, what someone has done and feeling, you know, just expressing that it's because of this, it's because of that. If you are irritable in your behavior, if there's not balance in your life, there's instability. One minute you're good, one minute you're down, one minute there's just emotions that are just all over the place. There's time to do some self-assessment. There's time to really have some healthy confrontation. And if you, you know, continue to harbor things, you know, when you talk about things, you can feel that energy, you know, you can feel how, you know, that feels, you know, it doesn't feel good. And you feel like, oh my gosh, you know, my voice is raising, I'm making these facial expressions, something's not sitting well with me. At the end of the day, Mari, we know our heart, we know our bodies. And so pay attention to those things and, don't dismiss them. Pay attention.
Yeah, I love the pay attention piece, because if we do pay attention and we learn to do it more and more, I've always been very in tune to my body since I was really young, but that's not the case for everyone. Even changes in our heart rate, or we feel something in the pit of our stomach, right? That's how sometimes I feel it. Something that hits the pit of my stomach when I heard something, read something, or someone says something to me. So that's really good, the paying attention. We're not always very good at that. And go ahead.
Well, I just want to say one last thing, because I know we're almost out of time. I wanted to say, too, conviction. You know, that is so important. Don't ignore that. When there is a conviction there that, you know, you need to deal with something or that's weighing heavy on you, don't ignore that. And when you, you know, you also have to be open to healthy criticism. You know, there is something that exists, and, you know, you can have healthy feedback, and, you know, that will help to benefit you and help to grow you. So don't dismiss that. Don't think that, oh, if someone, you know, gives me criticism or gives me input on something, they're being negative, or, you know, they don't want me to be successful. So, you know, let's have a level of maturity there, Mari. You know, let's be mature about it so we can do better and bigger things.
Fantastic. Any one last thing you'd like to say, especially as we continue through this pandemic?
Ah, gosh, just continue to stay safe. Continue to take care of yourself. Self-care is so important. Taking aim has so much to do also with self-care. Mm-hmm. And, you know, before you complain, take out a pen and paper, write down your gratitude list, and I promise you, you will see so many things that you're grateful for. And whatever you do, whatever lemons you have, believe me, you can take aim and throw those lemons back. Absolutely, you can.
Oh, my gosh. I love the way you're talking. There's so much passion. I can feel it from the other side of where I am. Absolutely lovely having you on the show today, Karenda. And I want to remind you as listeners that this will be available as a replay right after. So make sure to share it, so that everyone else you know can listen to this, and make sure that you listen to us on our next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. And Karenda, it's been nothing but a pleasure having you. Bye for now.
Bye, Mari. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.